West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County officials are notifying residents living on and around College Street in Carrollton that demolition of the old administration building is coming soon. And it's going to be loud and it's going to be dirty for more than a month.
I have already knocked on about 150 doors in the area, and I'm still trying to branch out to hit the rest of the streets to meet them, leave them a postcard and say, if there's a problem, you have someone you can call directly. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a little bit dusty, but progress always is. And I think at the end, the citizens who live in the area, but also the citizens who are going to be using the new county admin building, will find it to be more efficient and a nicer place to do business in.
Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan there. Meanwhile, following a one-hour executive session on Thursday, the Carroll County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved the county's purchase of approximately 52 acres of property for a price of up to $2,005,080 to use as an emergency vehicle operator's course.
The Board of Commissioners 2 years ago recognized that we need better driver training to help our public safety, and so we committed some funds back then, and Public Works is very fast at getting this in, and we're working with the Sheriff's Department and with the Fire Department, and I'm going to reach out, of course, to our school systems. This is going to be a driver training area, so they'll learn how to stop, look both ways. It's not a speeding course. It is directly to teach people how to maneuver in larger vehicles.
Now, online maps show the property identified as 2011 Carrollton-Villarica Highway is located south of Ithaca Gin Road and across the highway from Whitworth Road, where an 80-year-old family-owned company is hoping to set up their new headquarters at the southeast corner of Highway 61 and Whitworth Road. That company has asked for rezoning approval from Villarica City Council. That request has been tabled for months following concerns by residents over traffic. The buildings being approximately 300 feet from a subdivision and a school, potential chemical contamination, and a potential negative effect on nearby property values. And a pair of events coming up planned in the city of Carrollton celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Sunday afternoon, an MLK ecumenical service celebrates community unity as featured speakers, pastors, and musicians create an evening to uplift Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream for our nation. That event at 5 o'clock is at the Carrollton High School Auditorium. Then on Monday morning, the Carroll County NAACP hosting their 26th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. That's at 11 o'clock a.m. The parade route will go from 306 Bradley Street to 710 Rome Street in downtown Carrollton. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.